Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Peace be with you. We talked about this attention that we have to pay towards the world around us, that we need to respect all what was created by God. And this is essential in the way we understand that on not only we are thanking for what we receive, but we have to repair what humanity and our fellow human beings are corrupting and destructing when it comes to dealing with the world and it comes to dealing with nature. As much as we have to repair ourselves, our mind, our heart, our body, and our relationships to our neighbors and the societies within which we are living, meaning the poor, meaning the exploited people, the eldest people, all what we said about this understanding of our responsibility within our society. What we are giving by the Creator and who Al-Hayy. Al-Hayy means the living, the one who is alive, who never dies. He is giving us from the very beginning this creation where nature is alive, and we have to show respect towards nature. And the way we have, even in times of war, we can't destruct and we can't cut trees, fruit trees. We have to respect them as a way for us to show respect towards the Creator. This way of dealing with nature is also for us, and especially during our times and when we are talking today about global warming and the way we are destructing nature. We see here fires and we see there floods. We need to understand that this is our responsibility to repair what we did, what our fellow beings did to the world. That's important. And at the same time, as we are respecting the living creatures, we have to respect the animals. And it is said in the tradition, in the hadith, that a woman is going to hellfire because she mistreated a cat, and a man, and another hadith, a woman, are going to paradise because they were helping and giving water to a dog. That's the reality of our message. This is the reality of look at the world and look at the living creatures, and you have to respect every single living being. This is your responsibility. And if some of your brothers and sisters in humanity are destroying the world, what you have to do is to repair, is to protect, is to give food, is to protect this nature by the way you are dignifying its very presence in your daily life. And this is the way the Prophet, peace be upon him, was crying a whole night while he was reminded that these are signs and these are the creation you have to respect, and there are signs in the creation of night and day and heavens and earth, to tell him, in order to come close to God, repair the living creatures and the living nature around you by respecting them, by protecting them, and by respecting yourself in the day, in the way you deal with nature, and in the day, in the way you deal with animals. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.